Okay, our next segment is Now What Do I Say? And usually what we cover is questions and objections that we hear from our customers. But Steve, since COVID-19, a lot of agents are behind on their life production and they want to close out the year strong. So we're going to change this segment for the rest of the year and call it Now What Do I Say to Sell More Life Insurance.
Thank you, Bill. Now remember, guys, last month in July was the first section. So now what do I say to sell more life insurance? Here's the next thing you got to say. You've got to learn to ask buy-in questions instead of asking permission questions. So what's a permission question? Are you interested in life insurance? Would you like to talk about life insurance? Would you like to do a life needs analysis to see how much life insurance you need? All of these are permission questions. So now what do I say, Steve, if I'm not saying that? You've got to ask questions like this. Does that make sense? In other words, does it make sense to have a pot of cash over here? Or does it make sense to have an account over here with enough money in it to pay off the house? You've got to ask, would it be a smart thing to do to have an account over here to pay off the house? Or would it be a smart thing to do to have money over here to send the kids to college? Another buy-in question you've got to ask, am I right? I'll give you an example. If you were to pass away, the mortgage still has to be paid. Am I right? If you were to pass away, the bills still have to be paid. Am I right? Now, what do I say? You've got to ask another buy-in question like, would you agree? Example, I'm sure that when you leave this earth, your kids would appreciate having their college completely paid for. Would you agree? When you pass away, I'm sure that your family will love the fact that they don't have to worry about paying bills or struggling to pay bills. Would you agree? Now, what do I say? You've got to paint the picture. You cannot be too vague. So now, what do I say? Painting the picture sounds like this, struggling to pay the bills from month to month like so many people out there, or your kids going to college and having all of this student loan debt following them around for the rest of their life, or a foreclosure sign being put in your front yard and having a sheriff's office come and put your family out on the streets. You cannot be too vague. Now, what do I say? You've got to paint the picture so your customers can actually see what's going to happen if there's not enough cash left in place when you leave this earth.
Ah, Steve, that's fantastic. I appreciate you so much.